This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Consider with me two final questions we can answer from our study of the book of Titus. We've looked at the questions, what does this portion teach about God and about man, and are there any promises for me to claim? Now ask, are there any warnings for me to heed or any commands for me to obey? Listen to one warning given in Titus 3:10. Warn a divisive person once, and then warn him a second time. After that, have nothing to do with him. Actually, this includes two warnings. If you are a divisive person, you better heed this warning, or God says you should be cut off from the benefits of being a part of the fellowship of believers. Secondly, if you are dealing with a divisive person, warn them two times, no more. Don't coddle them. Be firm. They can destroy what God is doing within a fellowship of believers. Regarding commands to obey, there are three clearly spelled out in chapter 3. Verse 10 says we should live in such a way that we make the teaching about God our Savior attractive. We're also commanded to be good citizens in verses 1 and 2. Verse 9 says we should avoid foolish controversies. They are a waste of time. They also can lead to divisiveness, about which Paul gave the previous mentioned warning. When you read God's Word, keep these questions in mind, and you will be surprised at how it will help you concentrate, how it will help you remember what you discover in your reading and study, and most important, it will help you apply what you are learning to your life.